Obi-Wan exhaled, faintly smiling in return, and red froth bubbled along his pale lips. Seeing it, Anakin returned to his side. "Anyway, I told you to be quiet," he scolded, kneeling. "I think it's about time you started listening to me."
"Don't be bossy," said Obi-Wan.
Tried to move, gasped, and lay totally still.
"There was an explosion."
"There were four," said Anakin. "Please, Obi-Wan, shut up."
"I think I've broken something," said Obi-Wan, his gaze restless. "No, make that several somethings."
He glanced down at his charred, torn, blood-soaked tunic.
"Well, that's not good."
Anakin reached out a hand, risked touching it to Obi-Wan's forehead. His skin was ice cold. "You're fine, Master. You're going to be fine."
"Anakin Skywalker, Master Yoda, this is."
Flooded with relief, he lifted the comlink. "Master Yoda, I need help. I'm with Obi-Wan. He's hurt. He's really hurt. The attack."
"Bring him to the temple, can you?"
"No, I don't dare move him. I need a healer. I need lots of healers. Can you come? Can you hurry?"
"Where are you, young Skywalker?"
Anakin stared around him. "I don't know. The administration sector, on a rooftop."
"Your comlink, leave open. Find you, we will."
"Yes, good. Now hurry, please." He clipped his comlink to his belt and took a deep breath. Sweat stung his eyes, slicked his spine. Fear gibbered round the edges of his mind.
"Liar," whispered Obi-Wan. "You said I was fine."
"And you will be," Anakin said fiercely. "But Obi-Wan, you need to save your strength."
"Yes,"
said Obi-Wan, his gaze now curiously introspective.
Yes.
Not for the first time, Anakin cursed his lack of healing talents. How could he be the chosen one and be so hopeless when it came to healing? It wasn't fair.
Anakin.
Despairing, Anakin stared at Obi-Wan's sickly white face. What could be seen of it that wasn't bathed in blood? There was blood in his beard from the awful wound in his cheek, that bloody froth drying on his lips. He was damaged inside, must be. What if he stopped breathing before Yoda could reach them? What if he went into convulsions? There'd been a pod race crash once, a real messy pileup on the home straight. Larbo Nellik had been thrown clear, thrown right into the barrier, broke herself to pieces, then convulsed and died as Anakin watched. His mother had wept, seeing it, and begged him not to race again. But Watto was the boss of things like that, and anyway, he loved it.
"Anakin,"
Obi-Wan said again.
"Listen."
Anakin leaned even closer. "No, you listen. Yoda's coming with healers. You have to stay quiet. You have to—"
"Anakin,"
said Obi-Wan, his voice so weak.
"It's important."
He looked down at Obi-Wan, fighting outraged disbelief. How could this be happening? How could he be on this rooftop, surrounded by debris, by the wailing—